This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, May 17. I am a steward. Our reading comes from Matthew chapter 25. Again, it will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted his wealth to them. To one, he gave 5 bags of gold, to another, 2 bags, and to another, 1 bag. Each according to his ability. Then he went on his journey. The man who had received 5 bags of gold went at once and put his money to work and gained 5 bags more. So also, the one with 2 bags of gold gained 2 more. But the man who had received 1 bag went off, dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled accounts with them. The man who had received 5 bags of gold brought the other 5. "Master," he said, "you entrusted me with 5 bags of gold. See, I have gained 5 more. His master replied, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness." The man with 2 bags of gold also came. "Master," he said, "you entrusted me with 2 bags of gold. See, I have gained 2 more. His master replied, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness." Then the man who had received 1 bag of gold came. "Master," he said, "I knew that you are a hard man, harvesting where you have not sown, and gathering where you have not scattered seed. So I was afraid and went out and hid your gold in the ground. See, here is what belongs to you." His master replied, "You wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. Well then, you should have put my money on deposit with the bankers so that when I returned, I would have received it back with interest. So take the bag of gold from him and give it to the one who has 10 bags. For whoever has will be given more, and they will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what they have will be taken from them. And throw that worthless servant outside into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." A steward is someone who takes care of and manages someone else's property or belongings. The steward is not the owner, but is responsible to the owner for all that the owner has entrusted to them. The Bible includes many examples of stewardship. When God placed Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, he charged them with its care. Since the beginning, humans have been entrusted by God to steward his creation, his blessings, and the very lives he gives them. In Jesus' parable in our Bible reading today, 3 servants received bags of gold from their master before he left on a journey. They were expected to be productive, innovative, and enterprising with what they had been given. Specifically, they were to invest their master's resources in worthwhile ventures, aiming for growth and multiplication. While 2 servants faithfully embraced this responsibility, 1 did not. The master's approval clearly fell upon the 2 who were faithful. As the Lord's stewards, we don't possess anything on our own. All we have is entrusted to us by our gracious Heavenly Father. Yet, while we live and breathe, we are called to nurture and care for what God has given us, using it for His glory. Then one day, we too will hear the master's words, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Pray with me. Lord, may we honor you with the time, talents, and treasures you have given us. Guide us to be faithful stewards of all your resources. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.